As the United States and Iran continue to needle each other, the Islamic Republic has offered a diplomatic concession in a bid to ease concerns about its nuclear program. Tensions escalated again overnight after the US said one of its warships destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz, something Iran has denied. But in New York, the visiting Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said Tehran would be willing to immediately ratify more inspections of its nuclear program if the United States drops its economic sanctions. David Sparks reports.
The US President Donald Trump says the amphibious assault ship USS Boxer was forced to defend itself when an Iranian drone flew within 900 metres of it on the Strait of Hormuz.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone which had closed into a very, very near distance, ignoring multiple calls to stand down.
It's understood USS Boxer downed the drone using electronic jamming rather than shooting it down. But Iran flatly denies the Americans' claim. Its Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi tweeted the following statement.
We have not lost any drone in the Strait of Hormuz, nor anywhere else. I'm worried that USS Boxer has shot down their own unmanned aircraft by mistake.
This incident comes less than a month after Iran downed an American drone in the same waterway. And it's overshadowed another development. Speaking during his visit to the United Nations in New York, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has told reporters his country could immediately ratify a document allowing more intrusive inspections of its nuclear program if the US lifts sanctions.
Washington should take that on its face value and try to build on this gesture in order to reach a point whereby both Iran and the United States could enter some sort of negotiation.
Professor Amin Saikal from the Australian National University is the author of Iran Rising, The Survival and Future of the Islamic Republic. He says Iran's offer is largely a symbolic gesture, as inspectors are already operating in the country. But ratifying the document would still be meaningful.
They have been, and they are doing it, but signing another document, the Iranian side basically want to reaffirm its position that they are willing to allow the inspectors to continue their work.
Unnamed US officials have reportedly said the administration will not accept the offer and the only concession it would accept would be the immediate end of all uranium enrichment. But some analysts believe this gesture from Iran could be a positive step. European nations have been working frantically to save the nuclear deal, which President Trump pulled out of last year. Amin Saikal says it's possible Iran is trying to drive a wedge between the Europeans and the US.
It's very possible because it is part of the Iranian strategy to drive a wedge between the two sides of the Atlantic. And of course, that wedge has already been really drawn in many ways because there is a conflict between the Washington's position on the nuclear agreement and the three European powers who are also signatories to the agreement.
The Iranian regime is dealing with its own complex set of domestic politics at home. Amin Saikal says the president, Hassan Rouhani, is a moderate, but he has to make sure the country's dominant hardliners don't see him capitulate to the Americans.
There are different factions within the ruling Islamic cluster that operate within the Islamic framework, which is really laid down by the founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Khomeini, some four decades ago. There is a hardline faction, which is sort of the traditionalist, and of course they control many levers of power in the Iranian system and within the Iranian power structure. And then there is also pragmatist and reformist factions. Whereas the hardliners have always been very skeptical of the United States and they do not really trust the United States, and the moderates and the pragmatists are really prepared to engage the United States in terms of not only bringing all these sanctions to an end, but also Iran's isolation in international politics. But if the United States continue these draconian sanctions, then that really weakens the position of the moderates and the reformists and basically plays into the hands of the hardliner in Iranian politics.
Professor Amin Saikal from the Australian National University. That report by David Sparks.